Jay Dudley.
Oh yes, I'm really excited. I'm ready to get out there and just make a play.
You see their quarterback on tape, you know, what you saw him last year, you see him. He's a dual threat. What does that do for a defense when you're facing a quarterback like that? You know, to do basically both things really well. Does that make it easier on you, harder on you? Just kind of take us through that.
Well, it really ain't about him. It really is about our defense. As long as we get out and just do everything we have to do, we really don't have to worry about him too much.
Jake, compare where you guys were a year ago to where you are now, because Coach Dyke says the whole program's light years ahead. Is that true for the defense as well?
Yeah, yes, sir. I feel like we're getting better at all levels on the line, linebacker, and DBs.
How does it help you as a linebacker to know that your defensive secondary has improved dramatically as far as your responsibility?
It's a good thing because they give me time to get back there on the blitz. And I know for sure they will hold a man and they give us time to get back there.
Imagine you've been going against Nick Lovis since the summer and stuff. And stuff. How have you seen him, you know, grow as a quarterback just in the short time he's been around?
He improved a whole lot since the summer. When he first got here, he was throwing the balls when he shouldn't have threw the ball and getting picked off, but he came a long way now, though.
What's it like? I mean, obviously, you can't sack him in practice. You know, but, you know, is he pretty elusive trying to chase him down? I mean, he's a smaller guy, but he's got some good legs. Just what's it like trying to catch him?
Yeah, it's pretty hard trying to catch him. You got to keep your balance with him, and he'll try to get around you. He's pretty fast, too.
Can you see that he's kind of taking on a leadership role even though he's so young? I mean, have you noticed that?
Yeah, he's stepping up as a leader. He's trying to take the offense under his wings and trying to do everything a quarterback do.
Coaches say that he just makes plays when plays need to be made. Do you ever have times in practice or a scrimmage where you think, you know, all right, we've got him right where we want him, you know, where you get out the field and then he pulls a play out of nowhere?
Yeah, like the last scrimmage I had him almost on a sack then. I lost contain. He rolled around and almost made a play on us.
What about playing the 9 o'clock game? Like Coach said, fourth quarter is going to be after midnight. You know, does that affect you guys? Do you see it affecting you, or how are you kind of guarding against it affecting you?
No, I don't think it's going to affect us too much because we've been practicing late at night trying to get ready for the game. And I don't think it really is going to affect us that much. We just got to come out and prepare right.
You should ask Coach for a later curfew. You know, kind of get used to staying up late.
Yeah, it will be nice.
How are the guys in front of you playing, especially like, you know, you've got some new defensive tackles. How have they been, you know, against the run of the past 2 years?
We have a lot of guys that are stepping up on the D line. We got IK, we got Shaquille, we got Chuck. We have a lot of guys just stepping up, and they just playing their heart out on the D line.
Coach,